With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Bad fire conditions led to a red flag warning in northern Wisconsin Sunday, and that warning is again in place today thanks to dry, breezy conditions. A red flag warning is issued when a variety of weather factors come together to create especially dangerous wildland fire conditions. Today's warning is in effect from noon until 9 p.m. and is for Vilas, Oneida, Forest, Florence, Lincoln, and Langlade counties, as well as northern Marinette County. Everyone is asked to be extremely careful to prevent the possibility of a fire that could spread quickly. The DNR responded to nearly 100 wildfires in the last week. Several fires occurred throughout northern Wisconsin, the same area where much of the red flag warning was declared. Fire control officials will be on high alert across the entire state, pre-positioning equipment for rapid response and checking any fires from previous days. The DNR anticipates continued dry, elevated fire conditions again today, with a chance of conditions moderating later in the week. Tourism is one of the top industries in Oneida County, providing more than 2,000 jobs, but that only tells part of the story of the impact that it has on the economy. The Oneida County Tourism Council hosted a forum on tourism impacts. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The Oneida County Tourism Council is made up of the heads of the Minocqua, Three Lakes, and Rhinelander Visitors Bureaus and Chamber, as well as three county board members, with the goal to increase revenue and visitor spending throughout Oneida County. In 2023, visitors spent more than $291 million in the county.
We do ask people how they hear about us, and be honest with you, the two things that are the biggest thing right now is the tourism that they see in magazines, brochures, and billboards. Those are still the top three things that bring people in.
That's Judy Domasek, one of the owners of Wildwood Wildlife Park and Zoo and Safari in Minocqua. She took part in the Oneida County Tourism Impacts and Insight panel at Nicolet College Friday. While various marketing helps get people to Oneida County to do activities like visit the zoo, state tourism data shows that money spent on activities is less than a quarter of the total money visitors will spend on a trip. Most of their money is spent on dining and lodging. Janet Jameson has seen that firsthand. She is the manager of the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander and one of the other panelists. Between four weekends of sports tournaments held at the Dome and the Rhinelander Ice Arena in February and March, more than 140 teams visited, with a total economic impact at an estimated $2.5 million.
We work really hard to get our calendar out well in advance so that our local businesses can look at that and say, hey, this is going to be another busy weekend. We should put another staff member on. We've added two new hotels in the last year or so, and that has been amazing for the experience for people coming into town.
In 2023, Wisconsin's tourism industry saw a $25 billion total economic impact, an increase of 5.4% from the previous year. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A 16-year-old boy drowned in Wausau over the weekend. The Wausau Police Department is investigating the drowning. Police say the teen's body was recovered Sunday evening from the Wisconsin River near downtown Wausau. They had received word of a possible drowning at 8:30 Sunday evening near the boat and kayak dock at the 1200 block of North River Drive. Witnesses said the teen entered the river from the dock and did not resurface. The teen was found at 9:10 p.m. and life-saving efforts were begun immediately, but the boy was pronounced dead at a local hospital. Wausau's mayor says operations at the new Wausau and Marathon County Overnight Shelter have been smooth. Mayor Doug Denny noted he was there for the first few days to see for himself.
So I'm extremely impressed with the police department for standing this up, and mostly the volunteers that we've gotten to come along.
Denny says while operations have gone well, it's still not the city's goal to be running the facility long term.
I think within 5 to 6, 7 months, by the end of the year, we'll have another crack at a RFP that fits that need.
Denny says for those using the shelter, something as simple as a good night's sleep out of the elements is huge.
Getting out of bed to go to work in the morning, having a good night's rest, puts you on a better path to eventually get out of the homeless rather than, you know, coming into work, jeopardizing your employment because you aren't properly rested.
The shelter is located in the basement of the First United Methodist Church downtown and can hold up to 50 people. Wausau and the City Police Department will be teaming up to run the facility through December 31st. Diddy says those interested in volunteering at the shelter should contact the police department. City employees are also being given the opportunity to volunteer when needed. A Michigan group speaks out after a top congressional leader's comment that lawmakers will most likely scrap the $7,500 federal tax credit for buying electric vehicles. More from Crystal Blair.
Ending the tax credit could deal a major blow to the EV market and the country's clean energy goals. Michigan automakers and suppliers have pumped more than $30 billion into the state's EV industry since 2020. Jay McCurry of Clean Fuels Michigan says her group joined several local and national nonprofits in signing a letter to the U.S. House Transportation Committee in support of the EV tax credits.
Demonstrating that it's not just industry, not just individuals, but large nonprofits and advocacy groups that really care about continuing to show support for the clean mobility transition.
Despite growing Republican support for EV tax credits, some GOP senators have introduced the Elite Vehicles Act. It would eliminate the $7,500 credit, a $4,000 credit for buying used EVs, and charging station incentives. The senators argue these are luxury cars and that taxpayers shouldn't foot the bill for incentives. I'm Crystal Blair.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.